Hello.
Hi, Donnie. It's Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. You had a long day today, huh?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if this was still a good time to call you back.
Yeah, me
too. Okay. Okay. So, were there any additional questions, Donnie, that you had for me? Were you able to take a look at the email that I sent you?
Yeah, I looked at it. It's fine.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions before we start getting you set up? I want to make sure I could address any other questions that you have.
No, I don't have any more questions.
Okay. Okay. So let's do this. Now, on the number that we're speaking on, you also get text messages, right, to this phone number?
What's the number did you call?
The 412-341-0906.
No, this is that's my business line. It's on landline, but it gets forwarded in my cell phone. I'm using my cell phone number.
Okay, what's your cell phone number when you have a second? Just because sometimes, like if we're trying to get in touch with you, we'll text you, and so I want to make sure we text the correct phone number.
All right, it'd be 412-412 805-805-2602.
2602?
Yes.
So it's 412-805-2602, correct?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. What I'm going to do right now, Donnie, while we're on the phone, I'm going to text you. I'm going to text you first my number with my extension. It's going to be the same number as our customer service number, but for me, you would just put extension 623, and I'm sending it to you just so this way, even though it's on the email, but I want you to have it for your record. So I'm texting you that right now. And then I'm also going to send you the number to our customer service department, 877 number, okay? I want you to save this phone number under your contacts in your phone under Local Splash, and I say this because I don't want you to ever lose our phone number. Okay, so let me send that to you now. And so it's going to be 877, and you'll see it on the text, 635-6225. Our company name is two words, local, like as in your local area, splash, like a splash of water. Okay? Let me know when you get those two text messages, because I want to make sure they came through.
I have it.
Beautiful. Now, Donnie, is your first name Donald and you go by Donnie? It's just for the account purpose here with me. Okay.
Yes.
How do you spell Donnie? Do you spell it with the N-N-Y or the N-N-I-E?
I-E.
I-E. Okay. So you're okay with us calling you Donnie, right?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. And what's your last name, Donnie?
Hatfield.
Hatfield?
Yep.
H-A-T-I-F-E-L-D?
Yeah, H-A-T-F-I-E-L-D. And cut from the course.
Okay, let me just make sure. Oh, it's Hatfield, H-A-T, like a hat, like what I wear on my head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
And then Field, F-I-E-L-D, right? So Hatfield?
Yep.
Not two T's, right? Okay, exactly how it sounds. Okay.
Yep.
Now, the best number for us to contact you on, Donnie, do you prefer we call you on your cell phone or on this number that we're speaking on now, the 0906?
What you call? The 341-09.
341-0906, is that the number that you always want us to call you on?
Yes.
Okay. What's the number that you prefer clients to contact you on? The same one?
They texted my 805 number.
Okay. Okay. So the reason that I'm asking, Donnie, is because what we're going to do to help you from getting a bunch of spam calls, okay, it is included in our package. It's part of our program. We're going to put a tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. And it's going to come with an app that you download from the app store. I'm sorry. Can't even talk right now. But basically, this is going to help you block spam calls. So it's going to reduce the amount of spam calls that you're getting. And it's a great tool for you. Like, let's say you forgot what you quoted someone, right? On a stump remover or stump grind. You can go back and listen to the call. Okay. Do you want the tracking number to be linked to the 0906 number?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay. And the company shows as DK Stump Grinding LLC. That's how I see it showing right now.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. Beautiful. Yes. Now, what's your billing address? This is just for the account purpose here with us. That address doesn't show anywhere whatsoever on Google. Okay?
All right. Yeah, 4119.
4119?
Yes, Steiger Street. It's STEIGE. Or.
Okay, and that's in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, Kansas City is Pittsburgh.
15234.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this where you verified the business, or did you verify it in a different location?
When I got started, I was at a different location.
Oh, okay. You know, I did see an address for you. Oh, my gosh. Where'd it go? I think it was a 2155 or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. But you haven't updated it in the system, right?
No, I haven't. I've been here for about a year.
Okay. Okay. No worries. All right, let me see here. Okay. So, Donnie, the card that you're going to be using today for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's got both on it. It's a business card.
How does your name read on there? Go ahead.
I might have to get a bank and put some money in there. I got to see what's in there.
Okay, no worries.
I'll figure it out tomorrow, but.
That's okay. So do you need me to call you back tomorrow, or what do you prefer?
Maybe. Probably. I got to go to the bank. I'm not sure what's in there. I can't get on my phone. I lost the IC numbers. I got to go to the bank to get that number anywhere.
Okay. When do you need me to call you back then?
Tomorrow would be good.
Okay. What time tomorrow?
About the same time.
Around the same time? Okay, I could do that then. Okay? And then what we'll do is we'll go over billing, we'll schedule your client interview, we'll do some notes for my technician, and then we should be all set. Okay?
All right.
All right, Donnie. Well, listen, I hope you have a good evening. Get some rest, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Such a pleasure. Always speaking with you. Have a blessed evening. All right.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.